You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and in the studio this morning we have got Miriama Wilson, who is a PhD student in the School of Chemical Sciences here at the University of Auckland, and we're talking a little bit about using wastewater to monitor alcohol consumption. Kia ora, Miriama, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, lovely to have you in here. So tell us a wee bit about what you've been doing. We were just chatting off air about how no one knew what that meant maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you know, when we talk about studying wastewater, and now COVID's kind of given everybody maybe a little indication of what that could be. But in the sort of scope of your work, what does it look like?
Yes, so back in 2021, when I started my master's, we decided on 10 locations in New Zealand, 4 from Auckland, Palmerston North, Wairoa, Christchurch, Dunedin, Westport and Queenstown. And so we analysed wastewater. So we sampled from each of those regions over 6 months during this time. And so they would get sent to ESR Christchurch. I would sample them. I mean, I would analyse them, put them in the LCMS, just a fancy analytical instrument.
Nice.
And then we found pretty much these amazing results.
So before we get into the results, I'm interested in why you picked those locations. What was the significance of those particular places?
So we really wanted to have different locations with different settlement sizes. So we kind of said small, medium and large. So obviously Auckland and Christchurch are the large ones.
Yep.
But we also wanted to have smaller regions like Wairoa and Westport.
Yeah, totally. And what was it that you were finding when you were doing these samples, particularly alcohol consumption? I've got too many questions coming out here once. Let's start with the basics. How do you actually find out how much alcohol is in wastewater? How does that sort of come about?
So when you drink alcohol, pretty much in your body, it gets metabolized to ethyl sulfate, and that's what we actually analyze in wastewater.
Yeah. So you're looking to see how much of that's present, basically.
Yes. And with that, you can do back calculations. So the main thing is we can't analyze ethanol as itself, because there's so many external sources of ethanol.
Yeah.
So there's soap, detergents, just dumping of alcohol into the wastewater system.
Oh my God.
So because we measure the analyte, it is the only source in wastewater for alcohol consumption.
Okay, right. So that's the one that's been processed by a human body.
Yes.
Right, I see. That's so interesting. So tell us a wee bit then about what you found out when you were looking at the information that you got back. What were you seeing?
So pretty much the most exciting finding, especially for me, was that South Auckland was the lowest of all the 10 regions, and that really disproved a lot of stereotypes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And so where else were you getting kind of unusual or distinct readings?
So also second to lowest was West Auckland, and some people consider usually Westies as big drinkers, so we kind of disproved that stereotype as well.
That's super interesting. I'm sure there's a lot of people going, I've been saying that about my neighbourhood for a long time. No one's been listening as they are tuned in right now. But what are you going to do with this information now that you've got it? Where does it go? What's the use of it?
Yeah, so what we really wanted to do was to kind of give that information to Te Whatu Ora, to the Ministry of Health, kind of use that evidence to make policies in government.
Got you.
Because alcohol is the most harmful drug in New Zealand, and it's linked to cancer, it's linked to so many different diseases. And if they see what sort of regions have higher alcohol consumption, they can kind of put policies in place to support those regions.
Yeah. Where were you seeing higher alcohol consumption?
So the highest were in the smaller settlement places, so Wairoa and Westport. So Westport was the highest. But overall, New Zealand, we are much lower than like international countries.
That's really interesting as well, because I think we do have some narratives about, you know, binge drinking culture, the way people approach alcohol here. It must be quite fascinating to look at that data, be like, this doesn't actually match up to some of these narratives we have about ourselves. Yeah. So now that you've done that, have you given the information through to those agencies, or are you still in the processing stage? Right.
Yes. So Te Whatu Ora is very interested in our data, and they are hoping to set up sort of a program that's, I guess, just would be analysing throughout years. They're really interested to see when around policy changes, whether alcohol increases or decreases.
Wow, that's so interesting. And what's next for you in your PhD?
Yes, so I'm analysing wastewater again.
Nice.
But I'm looking for health biomarkers this time.
Oh, cool.
So I'll be looking for things like cancer and wastewater.
Okay, right. Wow, that's super interesting. Miriama, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us about your research. Really fascinating, super useful stuff. We will see you very soon.
Thank you so much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.